This is Christian Birthday Herald. How's it going?
Hi, Christian. I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay, all things considered.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Well. Thanks for jumping on the phone with me. To talk about BIOS whales.
For sure. Thanks for calling me. I'm excited to talk to you about it.
Definitely. Now, I've only done some pretty light Googling on what the heck BIOS whales are. Can you give me just a brief breakdown?
Yeah. They're a green infrastructure technology that is largely meant to manage stormwater runoff while also promoting environmental health.
Mm-hmm. And well, you said that you're really enthusiastic or passionate about BIOS whales. What do you find so exciting about them?
That's a great question. What I think is so exciting about BIOS whales is that they are so good for a healthy environment, which is good for humans and all the other critters. They're good for life, because usually the alternative to BIOS whales, and what is a lot more commonly in place in situations where BIOS whales could exist, is either just pavement or lawn, neither one of which does much to enhance the environment functionally or aesthetically. And so when you put a BIOS whale in there instead, you are reaping all kinds of benefits by helping to capture. They're really meant more to filter water than capture it, actually, but water is sent through them whenever there's a storm event of any size. And a lot of times with the first rain in a while, we'll have a lot of pollutants in it, because BIOS whales are usually next to a road or sidewalks, or in this case, pickleball courts, mm-hmm. and those impermeable surfaces just tend to accumulate impurities all the way over to full-on toxic pollutants, depending on where they're located, probably not so much on the pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. then the water, when it rains, will be sent into the BIOS whale, where the natural activity of microbes and the soil will help to break down any toxins before it's sent into the groundwater supply or into, probably in this case, the river. So that's a huge benefit right there that nature can provide us if we just build the right system, in this case, a BIOS whale. Shall I go on? Or do you want me to pause for any other questions?
Well, so I'm like, not only are they good for protecting groundwater and in this case, river water, they're also aesthetically pleasing, it looks like. I don't know, can you speak to, I guess, and you were just getting into this of, you know,
yes.
sort of integrating nature into practical causes like this?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was the next point I was going to make. Because BIOS whales are planted usually with native plants or adapted plants to the area, they are beautiful and functional, whereas a lawn or, you know, pavement does nothing for mm-hmm. nature. But lawns don't do a whole lot either, because critters don't really benefit from lawn, if we're talking about critters in the context of pollinators anyway, because even if lawn grass were allowed to get to the stage where it goes to flower or seed, which it really usually is not mm-hmm. allowed to do, it's wind pollinated. So the pollen from the grass would just, you know, the wind moves it around. No insects or birds or anything benefit from it. So, and it's a monoculture, in which we don't want. More biodiverse and biodense plantings are what's been proven to be better for nature. And so when we plant those kinds of plants in our BIOS whale, we attract butterflies and bees, and there's a ton of bees that don't sting humans, so it's nothing to really be afraid about mm-hmm. being near only like pickleball courts for the most part. And so we're attracting in hummingbirds and hummingbird moths and butterflies and all these things that usually make people happy and feel good and are, you know, feeling more integrated with nature. And there's scientific evidence that humans benefit from all of these things, not just the beauty, but the full experience, like maybe smelling the flowers even too, can, well, it's, there's a name for it. It's called biophilia, and it's all about how humans resonate deeply with nature. And so the more we can have people connecting with this richer form of nature that bioswales provide us, the more humans have a greater sense of well-being, greater focus, greater creativity, less stress. And so there's just so many benefits. It's so exciting. That's why I'm excited about it.
Absolutely.
It benefits everyone.
And I attended a climate change seminar at the library over the summer. I'm blanking on the speaker's name, but he raised an interesting point where a couple studies had been done in big cities where neighborhoods with more flowers, like planted all about them, had slightly reduced crime rates than other neighborhoods without that extra presence. And so it's just another way that people really resonate with nature, I guess. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Plants are peacemakers. I did a college project on urban gardens, and so that's more talking about vegetables, but they all have the same effect. You know, they make people feel better and feel happier and more peaceful and get along better. And so, yes, there is less crime and fewer problems and probably less road rage and angry people in general. They're amazing.
And so I learned about bioswales being implemented at the pickleball courts because Mayor Youssef had mentioned it at a city council meeting, and she mentioned she had spoken with you. In your conversation with the mayor, did you suggest similar implementations in other city parks or amenities, things like that? Or what are your thoughts on other ways the city can implement this sort of thing?
I think that it would be amazing to see bioswales employed as a default approach to especially medians. That would be a super easy starting point. Like, anytime there's a sidewalk, a soil planted grass, whatever area, mm-hmm. not paved is what I'm getting at, not paved area between the sidewalk and the street. Like, let's say all down 3rd Ave, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, those are golden opportunities for bioswales because that when there's just little patches of lawn like that, there's a term for that now, and people are referring to it in this industry as non-functional turf. And so the idea is, why get out there and run the fossil fuel mower and, you know, usually lawns require chemicals, fertilizer, herbicides, insecticides, whatever, and they're not that environmentally friendly. So if we could replace those strips with bioswales that are incredibly environmentally friendly, it would be a huge win for everyone. And I haven't looked at the skate park lately, but, you know, maybe somewhere surrounding barely any parks, really, and as well as those medians between sidewalk and street. I've heard them called hell strips. I've heard them called park strips, whatever, inferno strips, all these different names of things. And they're called hell strips and inferno strips because they're often very hot, and it's really hard to get irrigation over there because it has to go under the sidewalk. And so a bioswale that captures natural water to water a more biodiverse planting that benefited nature would just be brilliant. So yeah, I think as a default, the city should be doing a lot more. But this is a great start. You know, you got to start somewhere. I'm really excited if they're starting us with a new project. And I think any other new projects would be a no-brainer to implement this strategy all the time. But then if we want to talk about retrofitting existing areas, like I said, the parks and the health strip areas would be really smart.
Right. And again, with those health strip areas, you know, a patch of grass or a lawn requires regular watering. If you have native plants, I imagine they might be more, you know, drought tolerant or just used to our climate in general. So maybe you're also saving water in that sense.
But you brought that up. It almost just goes without saying to me at this point, so I forgot to say it. But yes, that's a very important part too of the biosoils. I mean, the plants still have their establishment period, even when they're native and adapted. There, it's going to take a little while before they can subsist on what nature provides alone. But after that initial establishment period, that would be the idea. They don't need any more supplemental water.
Absolutely. And let's talk about columbine landscaping for a second. I'm sorry, landscapes. Are bioswales something that you frequently implement when you're landscaping, or is that more at the customer or the client's discretion?
Well, we do a very similar infrastructure technology. It's related, it's a little bit different. It's called rain gardens. Mm-hmm. And they both are designed to manage stormwater runoff and make use of that water during storm events, but they differ a little bit in that the bioswales focus is more on filtering and infiltrating the stormwater runoff, whereas the rain gardens are more about collecting and absorbing the rainwater. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very subtle difference, but in any case, rain gardens is how we generally refer to it. The way I think of it is it's a little bit more the homeowner residential application. Bioswales tend to be a little bit more like that term is used more for like urban infrastructure for the city's application. Exactly what we're talking about, like the pickleball courts. But yes, we do talk about rain gardens for every property we do a new design for, and it just makes sense to plant where the water goes. So that's one of the first things we look at is where is the roof shedding? Where is the driveway shedding that water into a nearby permeable surface, and how can we maximize the use of that water on site? And if we're doing our jobs right, we're making use of all the water that falls on the site, and none of it is overflowing into the street or storm sewers or what have you. Not every client necessarily wants that, but usually we find ways to sneak it in, and they don't always even know because they can be really subtle features. And no one's like, oh, I don't want that. You
know? Right, like, right.
Pretty much people come to us because they do want that. Mm-hmm. And we've established a name for ourselves for rain gardens and rainwater harvesting. And yeah, it is something we talk about to everyone we meet with.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't think I have any more questions. Is there anything that you'd like to add that we haven't touched on?
I'll think about that for a sec. I'll probably think of stuff as soon as we hang up.
Right.
You know, there is something else I want to mention. One of the big purposes of rain gardens is to hydrate the land, which obviously benefits plant growth as well as reducing erosion and flooding and the pressure on the infrastructure, like I already talked about. But another benefit that sometimes gets overlooked is super beneficial for us here in this area, which is if you have hydrated land and hydrated plants, you're going to be a lot more fire resilient. And I think that's super important for us all to think about, because as the moisture in the soil dries out with this whole aridification of the West we're experiencing and it's being talked about more and more, the vegetation also holds less moisture content and it becomes more flammable in dry situations, and that's pretty scary. So rain gardens can also dramatically benefit that situation. So because when there is any rain, it just benefits the land exponentially more than if there are not rain gardens, because rain gardens give the water a place to cool and sit for a second and actually soak in. And without that, often it's called sheet flow, and rain hits the ground and it just flows right off. It really doesn't sink in. Mm-hmm. So rain gardens are a great way to hydrate soil and be more fire wise and make everyone feel better and happier in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. Well, this is a really cool topic. Thanks for your time again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for calling me and scheduling with me and, talking about this topic. Obviously, I think it's really important. And, when will the article go out?
It could be out as soon as tomorrow. It could be out early next week.
Okay, great. Sounds good. I'll look for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Christian. Take care.
You too.
Feel better.
Bye.